Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
412 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Look at you, Austin Price. You let it rain this afternoon. That's pretty demoralizing.
Yeah, I decided to fly off the handle
today. There you go. Austin Price, you hear the voice over there. He's coming in a few minutes. He's going to update us on the five-day forecast. Don't shoot me. I am just the middle guy. Austin is the guy.
You're the messenger of the messenger.
That's right. Austin is pulling the strings this afternoon. Anyway, coming up in about 3 or 4 minutes, Austin Price will be looking at local weather and traffic together. But before we do that, busy day today. Let's go ahead and jump into the top three important things you really need to know about this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, City of Pensacola is behind in collecting residential yard waste. It may be until July before a normal collection schedule can be maintained. Sanitation officials confirming they do not have enough crew and trucks to keep up with the yard's debris and pickup routes. We might see an improvement when the city begins its curbside recycling program. That should happen sometime in July.
And last weekend was full of activity on Pensacola Beach. Red flags and rip currents kept lifeguards on guard as they pulled 58 swimmers from the Gulf. Rip currents are always a major beach safety concern. And Escambia Chief of Water Safety Dave Greenwood says, if you're caught in the rip current, remain calm while floating horizontally with the shore to escape.
And here's your third and I'm going to say last story because we got a whole bunch of important information to pass on. But here's the third story of importance. According to the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission, we like to kind of cut it short around here and just say FWC usually. You can fish without a license this Father's Day weekend. Florida's hosting free freshwater. That's the operative word there now.
Yes.
Freshwater fishing for June 14th, 15th, fishing license requirement has been waived for all recreational anglers, residents and non-residents. All other rules like what you can fish for, bag and size limits will still apply. And I guarantee you, if you try to use the excuse and you're fishing without a license in saltwater, you may have a little problem this weekend.
Absolutely.
Especially if an FWC gentleman comes up to you and asks you, hey, you got a license?
Yeah, that'd be a sinking
feeling. That's freshwater.
Just above 4:15 here. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for you this afternoon. Brought to you by Anderson Subaru. Let's see, looking at the roads here. Luckily, not too much going on. It is, of course, damp out there. Got some rainfall earlier this afternoon. Could be trickling in some areas, so please continue to be safe out there. We do have some backups on North Davis Highway from an accident reported if you're traveling northbound towards I-10. Also have some backups on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 74 degrees. Going to be a low of 76 tonight. That's contradictory. We do have some rainfall chances that will bleed into your Thursday, where the high will be 88 and the low will be 78.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, 416 News Radio 92.3. Just before coming on the air, our good friends over at PPD, Mike Wood, of course, the spokesperson for the police department, passing this on to us. It's an update. 34-year-old Antonio Demetrius Ewing has been arrested for the homicide that occurred in Pensacola Village around 6:15 on May 30th. You remember that, don't you, Austin? Because we were on air when we broke that story about the shooting. This was when the parade was getting ready to start downtown. The shooting happened. It was a very busy Friday afternoon. Well, Ewing was taken into custody by the U.S. Marshals in Tallahassee this afternoon. He's being charged with second-degree murder and possession of a firearm by a convicted felon. Ewing will be extradited from Leon County Jail to Escambia County Jail. Now, the jail record showing Ewing has been arrested 8 times in Escambia County since 2018 on charges including vehicle theft, drug possession, hit and run, just among others. He served 3 years in state prison for cocaine and obstruction charges beginning in 2022 before being released in January of this year.
My goodness.
He's now behind bars.
Good. And also, just want to let you know that in just about 12 minutes, we're going to be giving away a pair of tickets to Pensacola Little Theater's production of Camelot. Gave away a pair of that yesterday, and we're going to give away another pair. Once again, in just about 12 minutes, what you can do to win those tickets and what the play is about coming up very shortly right here on News Radio 92.3.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
All right. The state of Florida carried out its sixth execution this year, putting a man convicted of rape and murder to death last evening. Here's Grinnell Scott.
Anthony Wainwright died by lethal injection Tuesday at the state prison in Stark, northeast of Gainesville. He was convicted of raping and killing Carmen Gayhart more than 3 decades ago. Wainwright's attorneys, since his sentence was handed down in 1995, have argued that errors in his case led to him being put on death row. On Monday, the U.S. Supreme Court, without comment, denied a final appeal to stop the execution. A relative of the victim said 30 years was too long to wait for justice. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
And Florida Attorney General James Uthmeyer, in support of President Trump's decision to activate the National Guard in California, he joined 26 Republican state attorneys general in announcing support for Trump's effort to restore order and stop the rioting. The AGs say that there's nothing peaceful about arson, assault, and anarchy. The riots are in response to deportations in U.S. ICE.
You know, a story breaking today, and it surprised many, including myself. It was the announcement of Florida-based Silver Airways ceasing operations.
Yeah.
Flying. The airline had a prominent footprint at Pensacola International, providing nonstop service to Central and South Florida. I know it serviced the nonstop flights into Tampa and Orlando as well. It was restructuring really got the airline in a lot of trouble. It all went bad after a would-be buyer decided against funding the carrier's operations during the sale coming out of Chapter 11 bankruptcy proceedings. It all went downhill. The decision left passengers stranded at Pensacola International this morning. They didn't know about it. Walked in there for that 7 o'clock flight down to Central Florida. Ain't flying.
Right.
There ain't no plane here. Five other Florida airports involved, including Fort Lauderdale, Hollywood International, 11 locations in the Bahamas and the Caribbean. Just a sad state of affairs for that airline. For more, here's Eben Brown.
Ever since 2011, Silver Airways flew passengers between airports in Florida and the Caribbean. Based at Fort Lauderdale, the airline flew smaller aircraft, including a seaborne plane for flights between St. Thomas and St. Croix that took off and landed in the water. Silver Airways filed for bankruptcy protection last year, but with no prior warning, it stopped flying as of today. A statement from the company tells people who already paid for flights to not head to the airport, and that refunds should be sought through their credit card companies or their travel agency. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
419, we'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of the hardest-hitting national headlines and that pair of tickets to Pensacola Little Theater's Camelot. What you can do to windows coming up, that's going to be in just about 9 minutes now, right here on News Radio 92.3.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. If you're over 50 and tired of your wireless bill getting higher and higher, there are 4 things to consider. 1, how much data are you really using? As we get older, we use less data on our wireless phone, but you're probably still paying for an unlimited plan that was designed for 20-somethings. 2, if you see Get a Phone on Us, get your sneakers out and run the other way. No one is giving you a free phone. You are paying for that phone over time with an overpriced rate plan and a long-term commitment. 3, check the fine print on that $15 a month plan. It's probably an intro price that'll double or triple later. You might even have to pay for several months of service up front. 4, beware of cable company wireless plans. Most of your usage will be on Wi-Fi instead of 5G, and your calls and battery life could suffer. Switch to Consumer Cellular and get the same fast, reliable nationwide service without the big wireless bill. Our plans start at just $20 a month.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/fax. Plans include $5 credit for auto paying, e-billing, C-Site for additional facts.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
Summer's heating up, and so is the menu at Sonny's Barbecue. This is Eldon with Sonny's. Sink your teeth into delicious competition-style St. Louis ribs, smoked to perfection and ready for a standing ovation. Or try the new barbecue slider sampler. 3 bold sandwiches and 1 happy belly. Feeling a little tangy? Grab the Tennessee Vinegar Pulled Pork Sandwich. It's got a zip that you won't soon forget. Don't forget to save room for the strawberry corn cakes. They're sweet, seasonal, and only for summer. Visit sunnysbarbecue.com for the location nearest you.
Need an affordable medical clinic?
Go to a ProHealth location.
Need a walk-in or same-day appointment?
Go to a ProHealth location.
Need a $45 zero copay medical plan?
Go to ProHealthFL.com. ProHealth has always been known for being Pensacola's most trusted and affordable clinic and lab, but now ProHealth offers over 30 affordable ultrasounds too. You never need a doctor's order, and ProHealth allows you to pay with HSA or FSA funds for all their services. You can even schedule yourself at ProHealthFL.com. That's ProHealthFL.com.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years. How do you know when to buy or sell? You'll need an expert to help you. Tune into the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's tomorrow at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hi, this is Jeff Wayne, General Sales Manager of ADX Communications. Our team of expert marketing consultants, backed by over 200 years of combined experience, has helped hundreds of local businesses increase their market share. With four powerful radio stations, we can create a customized marketing plan tailored to your needs. And if digital advertising is part of your strategy, we've got you covered. ADX Digital offers cutting-edge solutions and exclusive products and strategies that gives your business an edge. Let's make 2025 a year of success for your business, whether it's on the market leader, Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, the area's top news talk station, the go-to for sports fans, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, Pensacola Playlist 94.5 for reaching women and lifestyle audiences, or ADX Digital, targeted digital strategies that drive results. One call, one team, endless possibilities. Call me, Jeff Wayne, at 850-262-6000.
All of your local news and talk from dependable host Andrew McKay on your morning drive with Pensacola Morning News 5 to 9 on News Radio 92.3.
If everybody had an ocean across the USA,
get all the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
423 News Radio 92.3. Thanks for playing it. Beach Boys, of course, music legend Brian Wilson has passed away in SoCal, and we'll have that story coming up for you in less than 5 minutes on News Radio 92.3. Inflation numbers for May are mixed, though there's no sign of significant increases because of President Trump's tariffs. Jenny Casola has the report.
Inflation on a monthly basis moderated in May as measured by the Consumer Price Index, up 0.1%. The increase is less than forecast, also up 0.1% for core CPI, excluding food and energy. For the year ending in May, CPI rose 2.4%. And core CPI on an annual basis was up 2.8%. Both annual readings are up from April, but cooler than expected. Economists have been looking for signs that tariffs are increasing prices, though they expect the impact to mostly kick in over the summer. The consumer price index peaked at 9.1% in June of 2022, the highest inflation in nearly 41 years. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
424, stocks ending down amid a report that inflation rose less than expected. Laura Kantner has the numbers.
The price of airline flights declined 7% in May amid tariff uncertainty and weak travel demand. The results coming from the latest Consumer Price Index report, which also found that inflation on a monthly basis moderated in May, up 0.1%. The increase is less than forecast. Howard Schultz is endorsing Starbucks CEO Brian Nichols' turnaround plan. Nichols' Back to Starbucks strategy focuses on coffee offerings and improving service in order to boost sales. Wall Street finishing Wednesday in the red. The Dow ending down a little over a point. S&P 500 down 17. NASDAQ down 99. Laura Cantor, Fox News.
425, Austin Price. Looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you, Chris. This traffic and weather update brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulk Waste Service is now called for pickup. You can call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day and learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Not too much going on the roads here. We did have an accident reported on North Davis Highway traveling northbound, passing under I-10. There was an accident there, but it looks like that congestion is lessening. We also have some back backups on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Avalon Boulevard. But the roads are damp out there, so please continue to drive slowly. Check your brake distance. As for the weather, 74 degrees. That's probably about as chilly as it's going to get tonight. We do have some rainfall chances that are going to bleed into your Thursday. High of 88, low of 78.
You know, as we are in the middle of hurricane season for 2025, a lot of folks thinking about FEMA. Are they going to be around to cover our needs in case we need them?
Right.
Well, President Trump remains committed to eliminating FEMA as the federal agency prepares for potentially dealing with this hurricane season and wildfire seasons. Jared Halpern at the White House this afternoon with the story.
The president says he plans to begin the process of ending the Federal Emergency Management Agency at the end of this hurricane season.
When you have a tornado or a hurricane or you have a problem of any kind in a state, that's what you have governors for. They're supposed to fix those problems.
President Trump says FEMA has been mismanaged and believes federal funding is better allocated directly to states to respond to disasters.
The FEMA thing has not been a very successful experiment. Very, very expensive, and it doesn't get the job done.
Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem says she will set up a FEMA council over the next few months to work out reforms. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Just about 4:28 here. Going to give this pair of tickets away to Pensacola Little Theater's production of Camelot. All you got to do to win tickets to this timeless musical is, I'll say, be the first person to text in PLT. That's what I did yesterday. Not BLT. PLT, Pensacola Little Theater, okay, not bacon, lettuce, and tomato. First person to text in PLT to our text line, that's 850-437-1620. Again, 850-437-1620. First person to text in PLT gets those tickets.
All right, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now, a music legend who co-founded one of the greatest pop groups of all time has died. As a matter of fact, the Beach Boys are doing a 50-year reunion tour this year. Here's Michelle Polino.
Brian Wilson, the genius behind the Beach Boys, has died. He was 82 years old. Wilson helped create and define the sound of 1960s California with classics like Good Vibrations and California Girls and the groundbreaking album Pet Sounds. Despite a lifetime of struggles with mental illness, addiction, and family turmoil, he remained a visionary force in music, later returning to critical acclaim as a solo artist and performing full versions of Pet Sounds and Smile. He was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1988 and influenced generations of artists, including the Beatles. His family shared the news on Instagram, noting they're heartbroken, ending with a reference to his song of the same name, Love and Mercy. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And L.A. Mayor Karen Bass says it's not acceptable to have people living in fear over potential ICE raids. Bass said it's one thing to go after dangerous people and criminals, but it's different when they're targeting everyday folks just trying to support their families. The mayor spoke alongside other mayors from the region, and they called for the raids to end.
Okay, President of France wants to make a lot of young kids pretty mad. Yeah, wants to ban social media for those under the age of 15. And what did you say about that? That's stupid?
That's not cool. Yeah, okay, that's dumb.
Okay, here's Jonathan Savage with his take on the story.
President Emmanuel Macron says if the European Union doesn't take action, he'll do it himself. The French leader believes a social media ban for children under 15 is essential. He blames the apps for sparking a series of violent incidents. In the most recent, a 31-year-old school assistant was stabbed to death during a routine weapon search. A 14-year-old is being questioned, but the link to social media hasn't been made clear. Last year, Australia approved a ban on social media for under 16s. A report found kids there had little trouble getting around age limits set by tech companies. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Okay, looking at some sports coming up in five. This is News Radio 92.3.
News. I'm Tom Graham. More than 20 California leaders gathering today, calling on the Trump administration to end immigration raids after days of protest and unrest in Los Angeles. Mayor Karen Bass.
Things began to be difficult on Friday when raids took place. And it's important that I begin there because that is the cause of the problems.
The White House reiterating, though, today their deportation efforts will continue in L.A. and elsewhere. A framework trade agreement with China still needs a final sign-off from President Trump and China's leader, White House Press Secretary Caroline Levin.
What the president heard, he liked. China has agreed to open their markets to the United States.
She says the framework would return both countries to agreements made last month when the two sides lowered tit-for-tat tariff rates and lifted barriers on other exports. America is listening to Fox News.
This is Pastor Carl Gallups of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida. Are you and your family looking for a church that when Sunday morning rolls around, you can say, oh good, it's time to go to church? Well, let me invite you to consider worshiping with us at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church, where multiplied hundreds of people say these very words every Sunday. We are doctrinally sound, featuring the exaltation of Jesus Christ and the clear contextual preaching of the Bible. And the Bible is made relevant and exciting. You're convicted, challenged, encouraged, and uplifted at the same time. We have premier youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, Bible studies, and missions outreach. We have a team of pastoral counselors offering guidance for your Christian and family life. You can find out everything you'd want to know about us on our huge and highly interactive website at hickoryhammockbaptist.org. Let me give you an open invitation to worship at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church this Sunday morning. And then the next Sunday, you'll say, oh good, it's time to go to church. I kid you not. Regular members and even first-time guests say it every single Sunday.
June 13th through June 29th, Pensacola Little Theater presents Camelot, a timeless musical that transports audiences to the legendary kingdom of King Arthur, his beloved Queen Guinevere, and the valiant Knights of the Round Table. Filled with romance, chivalry, and the pursuit of an idealized society, the story explores themes of honor, betrayal, and the struggle to maintain peace in a world rife with conflict. Secure your tickets for this show online at PensacolaLittleTheater.com or at the PLT box office.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out tomorrow morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this tomorrow morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When a storm is brewing, you need reliable information at your fingertips. Tune in to News Radio 92.3 for comprehensive hurricane coverage you can count on. Our team of anchors and reporters are in studio and at the County Emergency Operations Centers, bringing you live updates, safety tips, and emergency resources. From storm tracking to storm information, we've got you covered. Stay informed, stay safe. When the winds pick up, we're right there with you. News Radio 92.3, your trusted source during hurricane season.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
Now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Here's today's top three stories.
Well, the city of Pensacola behind in collecting residential yard waste. It may be until July before a normal collection schedule can be maintained. Sanitation officials confirmed that they do not have enough crews and trucks to keep up with the city's yard debris pickup routes. We might see an improvement when the city begins the curbside recycling program next month.
Okay, here's the number two story this afternoon. Last weekend, full of activity on Pensacola Beach. Red flags and rip currents kept lifeguards on guard as they pulled 58 swimmers from the Gulf. Rip currents are always a major beach safety concern. Now, Escambia Chief of Water Safety Dave Greenwood says, if you're caught in a rip current, remain calm while floating horizontally with the shore so you can escape.
All right. And your third and final top story this afternoon. According to the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission, you can fish without a license this Father's Day weekend. Florida hosting free freshwater fishing for June 14th and 15th. The fishing license requirement has been waived for all recreational anglers, residents, and non-residents. All other rules, like what you can fish for, bag, and size limits, will still apply.
Here's your top sports story this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
The best team in baseball keeps winning.
3-2. High fly ball, center field. Kowser back at the track, at the wall. He cannot make the catch. It's gone. Straight away, center torque bomb. It is 5-1.
Spencer Torkelson on FanDuel Sports Network with what proved to be the game-winning runs on that home run. The Tigers go on to beat the Orioles 5-3. Detroit with the most wins in baseball with 44. The New York Mets right behind the Tigers. They've got 43 wins after a 5-4 come-from-behind victory in extra innings. Jeff McNeil with the game-winning hit, down two runs. New York scoring two in the bottom of the eighth at home to knot things up. Manny Machado with a 5-RBI night as the Padres beat up on the rival world champion Dodgers 11-1. Aaron Judge launching a mammoth home run in the first inning to get the Yankees going. The Bronx Bombers crushing the Royals in Kansas City 10-2. Austin Wells drove in five runs on the night for New York. The first-place Cubbies, they double up the Phillies 8-4. The Blue Jays outslug the Cardinals 10-9. San Francisco Giants, they had to rally to beat the worst team in baseball, the Colorado Rockies 6-5. Rangers put a licking on the Twins 16-4. Reds win the Battle of Ohio, blanking the Guardians 1-0. Red Sox beat the Rays at Fenway 3-1. Other winners on the diamond, the Marlins, Brewers, White Sox, Angels, and Diamondbacks. From the WNBA, the Indiana Fever say Caitlin Clark is ramping up for her return, but she better hurry up and get back. The Fever getting beat by the Dream 77-58. Meanwhile, the Liberty, the defending champions, they are undefeated 9-0 to start the season after a dominant win over Chicago. For more scores, stories, and features, go to foxsports.com. I'm Frank Lanza.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
Well, we got the NBA Finals, Game 3 going on tonight. The Pacers hosting the Oklahoma City Thunder. The series is tied one game apiece. Pacers star guard Tyrese Halliburton said that he will not be limited by a lower leg issue after he left Sunday's postgame press conference with a notable limp. You can catch the coverage of Finals Game 3 tonight starting at 6:30 p.m. on our sister station. That's ESPN Pensacola. You can find them on 99.1 FM, 1330 AM, or on the free ESPN Pensacola mobile app.
4:39, or no, yeah, I guess so. I'm close enough, 4:39, News Radio 92.3. Hope you're having a great afternoon. Thanks so much for having us on. I know the roads are out there kind of slippery. Keep it nice and under the speed limit so you can maintain control of that car. Austin coming at, back in six more minutes or so. We'll have an update on that traffic for you. Always an enjoyment up in Washington. The Republicans and Democrats set to go head-to-head on the diamond as the annual congressional baseball game takes place in the nation's capital. Chad Pergam has a preview from Nationals Park.
The World Anti-Doping Agency is urging public authorities to KO plans for the enhanced games in Las Vegas, scheduled for next year. The president of the Global Watchdog of Doping in Sports saying we will urge the U.S. authorities to find legal ways to block this initiative. Organizers of the game scheduled for next May promise $1 million bonuses to beat world record times by athletes who will be encouraged to use performance-enhancing drugs, but under medical supervision. WADA's leader saying, for the sake of athlete health and the purity of sport, of course, it must be stopped. Frank Lanza, Fox News.
Okay, the governing body of women's tennis now offering players planning a family new protections here today. Frank Lanza has the report.
The WTA announcing female tennis players who wish to freeze their eggs or embryos so they can start a family at a later date will now have their rankings protected. Any player ranked in the world's top 750 who spends more than 10 weeks away from the courts would be eligible. Players like American and 2017 U.S. Open champion Sloane Stephens says the rule will reduce the pressure on players to return to the court too quickly. The 32-year-old Stephens says she has twice used the offseason to freeze her eggs. Players who undergo fertility treatment will be able to use their special ranking to enter up to three tournaments within 10 weeks of returning to the court. Frank Lanza, Fox News.
This is your CBS Sports Minute. This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by Fisher Investments. The New York Mets aren't even playing great right now and have the most wins in the National League and are 19 games over 500. And over in the American League, the Texas Rangers are 32-35, and some have even asked if Texas will trade the two-time Cy Young Award winner Jacob DeGrom by the deadline. If the Rangers elect to trade DeGrom, David Stern should pounce and bring back the former Mets ace to Queens, as the Mets should be all in with a team that clearly has World Series potential. I'm Zach Gelb.
At Fisher Investments, we may seem like other money managers, but we're different.
Are you really that different than the rest of us?
We are. As a fiduciary, we always focus on what's best for our clients.
What services do you offer besides investing?
We have a team of specialists in financial planning, estate planning, and more.
Your clients rely on you for all that?
Yes. We ensure clients receive unparalleled service at every step of the relationship.
Okay, but you still sell commission-based products, right?
No, because we believe that's a conflict of interest. We prioritize service over sales goals.
So, then how do your fees work?
We have a simple and transparent fee that's a percentage of our clients' portfolios. So we do better when our clients do better.
Wow, we're more different than I thought.
At Fisher Investments, we're clearly different. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com.
Investing in securities involves the risk of loss.
Here's today's health news.
Okay, a Justice Department employee being charged this afternoon with capital murder after spiking his pregnant girlfriend's coffee with abortion pills. Here's Gary Baumgarten.
38-year-old Justin Anthony Banta, who works in the DOJ's IT department, is charged in Texas with putting Plan C abortion drugs in his girlfriend's coffee. Sheriff's deputies say the next day she went to the ER with extreme bleeding and lost the pregnancy. After learning she was pregnant, he reportedly offered to pay for an abortion, but the woman refused. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
My goodness, what a nightmare. Also, drinking sugar could be worse for you than eating it. Researchers at Brigham Young University found that drinking sugar, like soda or juice, is linked to a higher risk of developing type 2 diabetes. They say that sugars typically found in drinks disrupt the liver's metabolism more than food does, causing a greater impact on blood sugar.
Let me kind of piggyback on that story there, Austin. Three more states have USDA waivers in hand to prevent buying sugary food and drinks using SNAP benefits. Here's Grinnell Scott.
Health and Human Services Secretary Robert Kennedy Jr. said the government isn't against candy and soda, but given health risks,
taxpayer dollars should not be funding these injuries to our children.
Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins signed three new waivers, making it six states not allowing use of SNAP benefits to buy candy and soda. And she said their work will expand.
In crafting the new dietary guidelines for Americans, which are set to be released very soon.
Rollins said dairy, fruit, vegetables, and meats will be at the center of those new recommendations, with more limits put on unhealthy options. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3. A third Chinese national was in court today, charged with smuggling a potentially dangerous pathogen into the U.S. Todd Piro has the story.
A third Chinese national will attend that detention hearing today after being charged earlier this week, accused of smuggling goods into the U.S. and making false statements. Authorities say the latest suspect is a doctoral student. According to a criminal complaint, the suspect sent at least four packages to the U.S. from China over the last 2 years that contained concealed biological material and were addressed to people associated with the same University of Michigan lab. Today's court appearance follows those two other Chinese nationals being charged earlier this month. One, a postdoc fellow at the University of Michigan, her boyfriend, who officials say works at a Chinese university where he conducts research on the exact same pathogen that he eventually admitted to smuggling.
445 on News Radio 92.3, Austin Price, looking at the weather and local traffic together this afternoon.
Yes, this traffic and weather update brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the Best of the Bay winner. That's Barbary Plumbing at 477-8782. Let's see, looking at the roads here. Do have some backups on Highway 90 if you're traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. Also have some on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. And on Navarre Parkway, it's really bad in that area if you are traveling westbound passing Wind Haven Beach and heading in the direction of Highway 87. As for the weather on a local scale, 74 degrees. It's not going to get much cooler than that tonight. Going to have some rainfall chances tonight bleed into your Thursday, where the high will be 88 and the low will be 78.
And once again, watch that braking distance today as road continues to kind of lay there on the surface, and you got about an inch of water on the surface, which is really the worst and when it comes to heavy amounts of rain and braking distance. So just watch your braking distance today. That's a local snapshot. Let's go national. The Plains and Gulf Coast. Go to see the risk of flooding because of those heavy rains. Janice Dean back in the saddle for a Fox weather forecast.
Widespread showers and thunderstorms continue across the Plain States and Gulf Coast, especially sections of Texas, Arkansas, and Louisiana, where days of rain will cause major flooding concerns. There's also the chance of stronger storms for the upper Midwest Thursday and Friday. Meanwhile, the heat continues out west with temperatures moderating somewhat for the northwest, where many record highs have been broken. The desert southwest will now be the target for the dangerous conditions. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. The U.S. government slid further into the red in May with growing debt and a deficit issue that is getting worse, according to the Treasury Department. After a short-lived surplus in April, thanks to tax receipts, the deficit totaled just more than $316 billion for the month, taking the year-to-date total to $1.36 trillion. The annual tally was 14% higher than a year ago. Meta announced the rollout of a new AI world model that can better understand a 3D environment and movements of physical objects. The tech giant asserting its new open source AI model can understand, predict, and plan in the physical world. Shares of Meta are flat in after-hours trading. On Wall Street, stocks were lower with the Dow off a point. The S&P 500 dropped 16 and the NASDAQ tumbled by 99. Crude oil futures for July up 5% below $69 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
448 News Radio 92.3. The White House holding its daily press briefing this afternoon. White House Press Secretary Carolyn Leavitt telling reporters inflation has been coming in below expectations ever since President Trump took office.
Core inflation held steady and remains at the lowest level since March of 2021. Wage growth remains strong. The average private sector worker is on track to see their real earnings increase by around $1,200 adjusted for inflation. And prices continue to fall for everyday Americans.
All right. And also Disney and Universal Pictures suing an AI image generator for copyright infringement. The lawsuit filed in L.A. Wednesday says Midjourney's program creates images that blatantly incorporate and copy some of the studio's characters from franchises like Star Wars and Despicable Me. This is the first lawsuit against alleged AI theft brought by major Hollywood studios.
Well, Starbucks CEO Brian Nichols says that he wants to fix past mistakes and improve the company. Fox Business's Liz Klayman met with Nicole in an exclusive interview to talk more about his plans for the company.
We're turning this business around. We got to clean up some things that have been done over the last couple years. And then we also have to invest in the things that I know will grow this business in the future. And so all I was trying to say there is, look, the earnings right now don't represent what we are capable of earning in the future, and nor what I believe this business is capable of delivering in the future.
So I wonder how the folks visiting Starbucks, going in there and getting the coffee, how they like the new uniforms. I stopped by the other day. Remember they went all, they did the black, they're doing the black uniform.
Yeah, they're wearing all black with the green apron, right?
Right. We talked about this a couple of weeks. I went in there and saw them. They look pretty nice.
Actually. Black, yeah, it looks pretty sleek.
Yeah, well, it looked good.
Fancy.
It looked good.
And Chris, I know you are a proud LSU alum.
Okay.
Go Tigers. We got some good news coming out of Louisiana State here. A group of LSU engineering students have created a car seat system aimed at preventing child abandonment in vehicles. Their invention utilizes a weight-based sensor and Bluetooth fob to alert drivers if they begin to walk away from the vehicle with a child still inside. The students were recognized by the Louisiana Highway Safety Commission and the Louisiana Passenger Safety Task Force for their work.
I like that. A lot of smiles in Baton Rouge this afternoon. Republicans are pushing to keep a major campaign promise in the president's tax cut and spending bill. Ryan Smeltz has more from Capitol Hill.
Florida Congressman Byron Donalds with a message to his Senate colleagues.
The president has a mandate. He campaigned on it. This is actually a pro-growth policy that helps the working class in our country. It better make it back.
Donald's making those comments to Fox amid discussions in the Senate of taking no taxes on tips out of the One Big Beautiful Bill Act. Some Republicans have argued the policy could pass in a separate bill at a later date or as a standalone. Senate Majority Leader John Thune does not expect it to be removed from the final bill. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
451 News Radio 92.3, one of the leading figures in the field of AI, sharing his vision on how it's going to change the human experience over the next 15 years. Here's Lillian Wu.
OpenAI CEO Sam Altman writing in an essay called The Gentle Singularity that in 2026, the world will likely see the arrival of AI systems that can figure out novel insights, that is, new, previously unknown or unique understandings or discoveries about a topic. He also believes his company's AI chatbot ChatGPT is already more powerful than any human who's ever lived, writing hundreds of millions rely on it every day and for increasingly important tasks. Several competitors have already shifted their focus to training AI models that can help scientists come up with new hypotheses. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Just about 4:52 here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with some pop culture notes to help ease you into the end of this 4 o'clock hour on this rainy Wednesday afternoon right here on News Radio 92.3.
This commercial is for people like you. People who enjoy taking long hot showers, who never want to run out of hot water ever again. Hi, this is Judy Lacey with Barbieri Plumbing, and we are pleased to offer natural gas tankless water heaters. With a natural gas tankless water heater, you'll be able to save space, money, and energy every month. Plus, never run out of hot water. You could qualify for significant rebates from your hometown gas provider just for replacing your existing water heater with a natural gas tankless water heater. You're just a quick phone call away from endless hot water. Time is limited, so call Barbieri Plumbing for all the details. And remember, Barbieri Plumbing always uses the flat rate pricing system, so you'll know exactly what you will pay before the work begins. Call Barbieri Plumbing today, 850-477-8782.
License RF 1106-7749.
Join Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola this Friday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Dr. Rebecca Gibbons will be here to answer your questions about the many benefits of acupuncture. If you suffer from chronic back pain, neuropathy, or joint pain, or even stress and anxiety, this is a show you will not want to miss this Friday at 9 with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Text or call with your questions, 850-437-1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. Santa Rosa County recently hosted a military forum that was extremely interesting. Talk about interconnectivity between counties and the military installations, and a lot of in-depth explanation of the role of NAS Pensacola, Whiting, Hurlburt, and Eglin. President Trump announces that he will revert to naming bases named for Confederate generals to those original names from the ones that were named under the Biden administration. And we talked to Mayor D.C. Reeves. Listen to all of the podcasts at newsradio923.com.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's Kristen Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
.445 on News Radio 92.3. Got your metal thing going for you today, do you, Austin?
Yeah, well, hey, it's Andrew's bumper music.
Ah, there you go. All right. Austin Price, you here. You know who I'm talking about. Here's a look at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, do have some backup still on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87. And on Highway 90, traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. Last major spot right now is going to be North Davis Highway traveling eastbound. Right as you're merging with Scenic in front of UWF's main entrance. Got some backups there as well. As for the weather, 74 degrees. Going to have some rain chances bleeding into your Thursday where the high will be 88 and the low will be 78.
Here's today's pop culture news.
The Pentagon is restoring the names of Fort Bragg and several other military bases that were originally named after Confederate generals. But there's a twist to this one. They were pretty sly and slick about this. Trump administration claims this time around it's actually about honoring different individuals who had the same names. Nice little twist there. Here's Therese Crowley with more on the story.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth said it all at Fort Bragg.
It is Fort Bragg, isn't it?
Old name, new stories coming for seven more military bases without the Confederate connections. President Trump restoring base names renamed by President Biden for new heroes. Fort Lee won't honor Confederate General Robert E. Lee, but Private Fitz Lee for bravery in the Spanish-American War. New honorees, too, for Fort Polk, Fort Rucker, Fort Hood, Fort Pickett from World Wars I and II, and legendary Army figures like Fort Gordon, now to honor Master Sergeant Gary Gordon, who sacrificed his life in the Battle of Mogadishu, defending downed pilots till his ammo ran out, immortalized in the movie Black Hawk Down. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
And Harvey Weinstein has been found guilty on some counts in his sex crimes retrial in New York City. The former film producer was found guilty of engaging in a criminal sex act with one woman while being acquitted on another count involving a different one. A verdict was not reached on whether Weinstein raped a third woman.
Okay, Virginia is placing restrictions on children's social media use on top of a ban on cell phone use in schools. Oh, they're coming down on them up there. Here's Mike Emanuel.
Starting in January, social media platforms will be required to verify ages and limit screen time for those under 16 in Virginia to 1 hour per day per app. The changes are part of a law Governor Glenn Youngkin signed amending Virginia's Consumer Data Protection Act. Youngkin also signed a separate law banning phone use during school hours. A recent study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association found more social media use in early adolescence predicted higher depression symptoms a year later. So states like Florida and Virginia are stepping in, although legal challenges are likely.
And the Assistant Homeland Security Secretary is calling out Kim Kardashian for speaking against immigration and customs enforcement raids. Kardashian encouraged the public to speak up against injustice, and Trisha McLaughlin responded on X, writing, quote, "Which one of these convicted child molesters, murderers, drug traffickers, and rapists would you like to stay in the county?" I think she meant country. McLaughlin's response comes as President Trump doubles down on his immigration agenda and protests continue in the city.
All right, we're getting close to that 5 o'clock hour now. David Byrne announces a new album out, Who is the Sky, and a world tour to go along with it. Not sure who David Byrne is. How about if I said to you, the Talking Heads?
Oh, yeah, I know.
Everybody laughs and everybody cries.
Talking Heads frontman David Byrne is back with his first new album in 6 years, titled Who Is This Guy? The record drops September 5th and features collaborations with St. Vincent, Paramore's Hayley Williams, and The Smiles' Tom Skinner.
Everybody wonders what you're gonna do.
The lead single, Everybody Laughs, is out now. Byrne will hit the road with a 13-piece group made up of musicians, singers, and dancers, including members from his acclaimed American Utopia band. Tickets on sale Friday. The tour kicks off in Providence, Rhode Island. That's what's trending in Hollywood. Michelle Pulino, Fox News.
Utopia was great.
Really?
No, it was a great tour. It was great.
You're like, I was one of the roadies, you know. I was following them around all around the country.
It was a constant dance tour. The band would dance, and they would walk around with drums and different things, and oh, magic. David Byrne, Talking Heads.
Oh, yeah, no, it's a pretty good group.
A pretty good group.
And speaking of musical artists here, Sabrina Carpenter fans won't have to wait long for her next album. The pop star revealed Wednesday her seventh studio album, Man's Best Friend, will drop August 29th. The announcement comes after she dropped her new single, Man Child, last week.
Yeah, you might understand that I'm a big Talking Heads fan. Big Talking Heads. Pensacola posting a big win Tuesday, downing Rocket City 6-0. Wahoos now 30-28 in the 25 season. Tonight, Pensacola back on the road. It is game two of game six of their series against the Trash Pandas. They'll throw that first pitch out 6:35 tonight up in Huntsville. Coming back with more breaking news information. This is News Radio 92.3.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.